Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your spirit, though, remembers who you were before all of this. Your spirit does. Because your spirit comes from God. So let me say this. Your spirit is eternal. It didn't start being eternal one day. Help us, Jesus. I said, your spirit didn't start one day. Eternal means eternal. Your spirit didn't start one day. Unlike the angels, see, angels are created. The word is bara, right? They were created out of nothing. Spirits that God created them. At one time they didn't exist. They were created in mass. They don't have to reproduce. God created them in mass. Man was not created out of nothing. He was taken out of God. His spirit was taken out of God. Asa. So this shell is temporary.
Amen.
This is our, what Paul said, our tabernacle. This tabernacle will be dissolved one day. Unless Jesus comes first. But this was from the dirt, not just spirit. The dirt was created. The spirit was not created.
Amen.
Am I correct with this?
Amen.
See when we can get an eternal perspective, that in and of itself will free you from a whole lot of limited mindsets. When you can start seeing the big picture and not just what had happened yesterday. Okay. Let me kind of shift gears here a little bit, because having said that, Romans says it, for we know that all things work together for the good. How many believe that?
Amen.
No. How many really believe that? Amen. No, stop jiving. How many really believe? Now think back on a lot of stuff that happened to you. Thank you, Jesus. That all worked together. No, tell the truth now. Huh? That's the word. But now listen, every setback that God allowed, now remember, God is very detailed, very precise, very exacting. Every setback in your life was allowed not to destroy your identity, but to reveal it. I hope somebody gets this. You'll look at trouble different. Setbacks, trouble, persecution, excommunication, even when you feel bad about yourself. All this stuff is not coming to destroy you. It's coming to reveal you. But not the you that the world has defined, but the real you. Now, in the interim, what the devil does, he tries to convince you that it's going to destroy you, that you're not going to make it, that you ain't no good. Listen, God does not base your destiny on your successes or your failures, on your abilities or inabilities. I could drop, well, I ain't got no mic. I could drop the mic on that one. God does not, he does not determine your destiny on your abilities or your inabilities. That has no bearing on it. I'm telling you, if you'll hear what I'm saying, it'll free your mind. It'll free your mind as to how you see you and how you've allowed stuff to linger and hold you down or hold you back. You know, it's like in a sport. You got to have a short memory. Why? God don't remember stuff.
Amen.
God takes all the stuff that you've done and casts it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
And he don't go fishing for it. He don't bring it back up. Listen, your destiny is not based upon how well you do something, how good you've become at doing something. Help me, Holy Ghost. I feel like preaching now. Listen, destiny's not based upon this stuff. You got to get freed up in your mind because this is a finished work. You're too busy looking at what you ain't, so you don't see really who you are. You're looking at what you don't have versus what you really do have. You're looking at what had happened versus what God has already done. Tell somebody, it's finished. Can nobody change it? The enemy can't stop nothing. He's a deceiver. You know, I often say this, you know, it wouldn't be a fair fight if the devil tried to fight God. Ooh. Well, that would be a massacre. I don't even know if there's a word to describe that. What does he fight God over? Your identity. That's what he fights. He fights over your identity. He can't do nothing with God. But he fights to try to keep you from being who you were created to be. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, every setback. Was not to destroy me, but to reveal my identity. And see, we know we got a lot of work to do when you go through a trial and then the real you shows up. Or not the real you, but the you that you've been operating in shows up. You know, Godzilla, King Kong shows up, that anger, all that stuff shows up in a trial. You realize, I need transformation here. I need to get rid of some of this luggage, this excess luggage I'm carrying. And that's really what it is to burn up the dross, all the stuff that's got on and latched on to the real you. Trials are to burn that off. It's not to destroy your identity, but to reveal it.
Amen.
Now that song says, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? You know, when you really go through a fiery trial, a child of God. And God, you know, when you really go through that, when God suffers you to go through that, you come out different.
Amen. Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
You come out more free. You come out with a greater joy. What's been done? A layer of that the world has put on you as to who they have defined you to be has been taken off.
Amen.
Now, there may be some more layers like an onion. You might have to keep on peeling and keep on peeling, cry while you're peeling, but you keep on peeling until you get to the real you. Come on, there's a real you with a real destiny that carries a real power. When we peel all them layers off, there's a powerful you. Are you with purpose?
Amen.
You've been forged in a fire.
Amen.
Huh? Why? Because ordinary cannot contain what you carry.
Amen.
That's why you all messed up and wondered and mixed up and confused, because ordinary is trying to carry what you have. And ordinary can't do it. Average can't do it. That's why people are, bored and so, anxious over stuff and from one thing to another, because average is trying to carry extraordinary. And it'll never work. It'll never work. You got to let the fire, you got to be forged in that fire. You can't wash it off. Fire's got to burn it off. Come on. You've been tested in ways that make no sense. Anybody can attest to that? Why have you been tested in ways that make no sense? You know why? Because what's in you is bigger than what's around you. Come on, somebody's going to get in touch with who they really are. And you're going to be free. You got to get free in your mind to who you really are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique. You are powerful. And the enemy don't want you to know that. You've been tested in ways that make no sense. Why? Because what you are carrying is bigger than what's around you. When you start to understand that the hard times you've been through were not punishment. See, a lot of people think when they go through hard, God mad at them. God punishing me. What did I do wrong? No, it's like the widow of Zarephath when Elijah went there, and then after the meal started to multiply, her son died. And she said, have you come to judge me for my sin? Or like when they said, why was this man born blind? Because of his parents' sins. No, it had nothing to do with that. It's actually for the glory of God. You've been tested in ways because what's in you is bigger than what's outside of you. And hard times are not, tell somebody right now, your hard times were not punishment. Tell them they were preparation. Trials and tests and fires and stuff we go through were not punishment for mistakes we made and mess ups. See, don't let the devil fool you, come and condemn you, and now you all messed up because you made a mistake and you're going through something. And no. If anything, it's God forging you. Because even with your mistakes, your mess ups, your mishaps, what they do, if fire starts, is to forge you in that fire to reveal the real you. It ain't about mistakes or stuff you get right.
Amen.
See, the world success with the world is you getting everything right. Sometimes God will have you fail forward.
Amen. Amen.
You failed into success. You failed into destiny.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is your listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. If you've been driving